Today is Friday, August 7th. We're covering President Trump's formal action that could effectively ban WeChat and TikTok, and we'll tell you what could save them both. Also, why the New York Attorney General is gunning for the NRA and how the influential gun rights organization is fighting back. Plus, the numbers are in. How many NFL players are opting out this season? Why hundreds of thousands of people are getting together in South Dakota? And the iconic movie from the 90s getting a reboot. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump's threat to ban TikTok is now a formal order. Trump signed two new executive orders to ban U.S. companies from working with the Chinese parent companies for both the popular video sharing app TikTok and the messaging app WeChat. The ban will go into effect September 20th if an American company does not buy the apps first. The president cited national security concerns for the sweeping new restrictions. Both apps are owned by Chinese companies, and tensions between the U.S. and China have continued to escalate. Trump argues the apps give the Chinese Communist Party too much access to Americans' data and the ability to run disinformation campaigns in the U.S. Still, TikTok has insisted that is not the case and that data is not even stored in China. To be clear, cybersecurity experts have said it's tough to know for sure. One social media professor told USA Today, if the Chinese government were to request Americans' data from TikTok, the parent company, ByteDance, would likely have no choice but to hand it over. So what would Trump's ban really mean? Well, there aren't many specifics out yet, but likely the apps would no longer be available in Apple or Android app stores as a start. Then again, the ban may never actually happen. Remember, Microsoft has already confirmed it's in talks to buy parts of TikTok and plans to decide before the order's deadline. Oh, and also, both executive orders are expected to be challenged in court since they're so unusual. In fact, the AP reports it's still unclear if the president actually has the legal authority to enact a ban. Don't forget to tune in to this weekend's special edition Saturday episode. We are talking with two different mobile security experts for their take on whether TikTok is really a threat. That will be available right here starting Saturday morning. The U.S. State Department has now lifted its Do Not Travel advisory 5 months after it was first issued. The advisory was meant to discourage Americans from traveling anywhere overseas during the coronavirus pandemic. Well, now the U.S. wants to get more specific and release different guidelines for different countries based on the current status of COVID-19 in each location. That said, international travel is still considered risky, and the CDC still recommends against non-essential travel in 200 different locations. In fact, some other countries have their own restrictions impacting Americans. For example, the European Union and Canada are still blocking U.S. tourists. Americans can only go there for essential reasons like work and school. And that's because the reported COVID-19 numbers show the virus is more widespread in the U.S. than in many other countries. As of this morning, the U.S. has reported nearly 4.9 million cases and more than 160,000 deaths. That's more than any other nation. But when it comes to the number of deaths per capita, the United States suffers the eighth worst outbreak in the world so far. The country with the most COVID-19 deaths per 100,000 people is Belgium. And as we all fight this virus, the World Health Organization's Director General is urging leaders to make plans now to share vaccines when they're available. He told NBC News the spread of the virus will only end with global coordination, and it will also help the global economy rebound faster. New York's Attorney General is trying to take down the nation's most powerful gun rights lobby. Letitia James filed a civil suit against the National Rifle Association, or NRA as it's known. She's accusing the nonprofit group of corruption, saying senior leaders illegally diverted millions of dollars into their own pockets to fund a lavish lifestyle. James described the NRA's CEO, Wayne LaPierre, as the central figure behind it all, and says that he and three other current and former leaders broke several laws. The NRA says none of that is true and called the lawsuit a political vendetta and an attempt at a power grab. In fact, Fox News reports the organization is now countersuing, accusing the state official of defamation and violating its rights to free speech. And that's actually not the only new legal fight involving the NRA. Washington, D.C.'s attorney general also just announced a lawsuit against the NRA Foundation. He says it misused charitable funds. Once again, the NRA is defending itself, and the CEO, Wayne LaPierre, said in a statement, quote, "We're ready for the fight. Bring it on." The New York Times reports these legal battles could take years to sort out. As Americans recover from Hurricane Isaias on the East Coast, federal officials are now saying, get ready for more. Officials at NOAA revised their forecast, saying this is going to be an extremely active hurricane season. The forecast now says we can expect about 19 to 25 named storms this season. An average season brings about 12 named storms. In fact, the agency has never predicted as many as 25 in one season. One of NOAA's hurricane forecasters told CNN this year he expects not only more storms, but also stronger, longer-lasting storms. He says about 3 to 6 of them will probably be major hurricanes of Category 3 strength or stronger. So NOAA says now is the time for everyone on the Atlantic coast to organize family plans and make necessary preparations in case they have to evacuate in a hurry. Typically, hurricane season lasts through the end of November. All right, we have more news ahead, but first a quick break for our sponsor today, Castle Grade. If you're looking for a mask that is reusable, sustainable, comfortable, and has the same level of protection as N95 masks, then check out Castle Grade. Castle Grade masks are registered with the FDA as an N95, but they don't use the same cloth material as other ones that can be in short supply. Plus, the Castle Grade mask is much more environmentally friendly. Instead of contributing to the billions of disposable masks and N95s being thrown out each day, the Castle Grade mask is reusable and even dishwasher safe. The company also says it's designed in a way that will not fog up your glasses or leave marks on your face after a long day. Go to castlegrade.com to learn more and enter the discount code NEWS at checkout for 10% off your first order. That's castlegrade.com and use the code NEWS, N-E-W-S, at checkout for 10% off your first order. All right, now back to the news. Dozens of NFL players have officially opted out of the 2020 season. They had until yesterday to make their final decisions, and 66 of them decided it was not worth it to play during a pandemic. Nearly half of them were linemen, which are usually in constant face-to-face contact with other players. But all the biggest names in football, like Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, are still in. By the way, the AP reports all players who opted out will still get a little bit of their salaries. And even though 66 players does sound like a lot, there are nearly 2,000 football players under contract with the NFL right now, so the regular season is still slated to start next month. A massive motorcycle rally kicks off in Sturgis, South Dakota today. The annual festival is expected to attract about 250,000 people over the next 10 days. That's pretty unusual to have such a large crowd in the middle of a pandemic, and the New York Times reports masks are not required at the rally, although they are encouraged. People will also be reminded to socially distance. Still, some locals are nervous, especially since bikers are expected to travel from all corners of the country to attend. A survey shows more than half of them wish the rally would be postponed. But others, like some business owners, are happy this is moving forward. As a precaution, Sturgis will be offering virus testing to its residents once the rally wraps up on August 16th. Twitter is adding new labels to government accounts. They're going up on state-run media pages and on accounts of government officials. The labels are pretty simple. They just tell you what country the page is associated with. But Twitter hopes to give people a little more context about who is behind the stuff they're reading online. For now, the labels are going up on accounts affiliated with the US, UK, Russia, China, and France. But they'll eventually be expanded to more countries in the future. And Facebook is doing something similar. After nearly 3 decades on the air, E! News got canceled. For many people, the show has been a go-to source for entertainment news since 1991. But not anymore. CNN says the pandemic has just taken too much of a financial toll, but also Entertainment Weekly reports the show's parent company, NBC Universal, wants to focus more on streaming. And speaking of streaming, Variety reports the iconic 1992 film A League of Their Own is making a comeback as an Amazon series. An Amazon exec says the classic movie will be reimagined for a new generation with new characters and a modern vision for the story. No word yet when it'll be released. Also, in case you missed it, Disney announced this week its highly anticipated movie, Mulan, is skipping theaters altogether and will premiere on Disney Plus September 4th, though you will still have to rent it for $30 on top of the service's monthly fee. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. Before we dive in, this is your final reminder to text our code word for a chance to win $500. We teamed up with a few other podcasters to offer this to all of our listeners just this week. Just text the word flower, F-L-O-W-E-R, to the number 22454. Again, text flower to the number 22454 for a chance to win and take part. All right, so today's Feel Good Friday is about a man who can inspire us all to never stop improving ourselves and to know it's never too late. Giuseppe Paterno just graduated from an Italian university at 96 years old. Growing up, his family was poor and he only received a basic education, but Paterno was an avid reader his whole life and had a passion for learning. He told Reuters, when he signed up for college 3 years ago, he just decided, quote, it's now or never. He took history and philosophy classes and used a typewriter for his assignments. Then last week, the 96-year-old grandfather graduated first in his class with top honors. And he isn't stopping there. Now Paterno says he plans to go back over his schoolwork that he didn't have a chance to explore further and keep reading and writing. All right, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for sharing this episode to help more people stay informed. Of course, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com under the Episodes tab, and we'll be back tomorrow with your special edition Saturday interview and back on Monday with another news roundup. Until then, have a great day.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now, and the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.